Welcome, foolish mortals, to Awful Neutral.
Hello and welcome to Awful Neutral. I am your Dungeon Master, Damian Mercado, and with me, as always, is Mr. Dave Callens, as...
Thelonious Monk, man. I'm just, I'm here with everybody just having a good time. You
know? Good.
I almost said Kevin, because we keep saying Kevin so many times.
You know, you like on his shoulder, you know you want to introduce me, Dave. How come we don't hang out anymore, Dave?
Man, Thelonious is very un-Kevin, all right? Let's not get those wires crossed.
Gotcha. Moving right along, we have Salvador Viesca as...
Trey.
Trey, that is right. And only Trey, Dave. This bit that you have where you attack Sal needlessly. I'm standing up for Sal and his infinite void. With us as well, we have Sarah Lee Steiner as...
Avril Lasagna, searching for those tasty waves and a cool buzz. I'll be fine.
That's right. Little does she know that Karen Spaghetti plots.
Bum, bum, bum.
Spaghetti. Oh, my God.
And with us as well, we have... Mr. Clint Beiser as...
You know, I'm mostly going to be playing Milton today because, you know, I'm pretty sweet like this. If we need the sweet buzz, I can lead you right there. I can read. I can lead you right there, baby. Sweet buzz town.
Doesn't sound like you can lead yourself there.
Hey, you know, maybe I'm already buzzed. You don't know. I'll also be playing, what's his name? It doesn't matter. Screw that other character. I'll be playing Clint Beiser. I'm actually Milton, and I'll be playing Clint Beiser today.
Well, let's get it started.
Jesse Egan will not be with us today. He is entertaining people on the seas. He is telling jokes aboard a cruise. I wish him all the luck. He's living the dream, telling jokes to bachelor parties, boomers.
He's not getting paid. He just is a stowaway. You know, he's living his dream, his high seas dreams.
A pirate.
Damian, give him a point of inspiration. He's going to need it.
A Somali pirate came to one of his shows, and basically, he's kind of like. You've seen Taken, right? all right. We pick up our adventure. When we last left, a couple new additions to the party, or at least friends to the party, had come up. Avril Lasagna had encountered Garen, who is a squire sworn to the service of Lady Lasagna. He
sounds so. I think we just found my stripper name.
That I would be impressed if I would never be in a strip club and I'd be there like, oh, why am I here? I don't want to pay. I feel awkward. But then if I saw that name, I'd be like, okay, that's funny. That would take me out of the moment.
Damien sitting at the rail doing lasagna noodles at her.
Diamond Emerald. Give it up for Diamond Emerald. Coming to the stage next, Lady Lasagna. Damien's head whips around.
She's saucy. I didn't think
she had anything for me here.
Look at that melty cheese. God.
Lasagna will get on
your mouth.
Ow. I know I should wait, but I can't.
Temptation.
Letting all the sauce flow.
He swore himself to service to you. He brought you a bacon and egg breakfast burrito when you were most hungover. Trey and Gregory Friggery saved the unicorn that was being dragged through a Fizzleport. Trey took the lead. He rolled some great animal handling checks. The next thing you know, the unicorn has thrown him thrown Trey onto the unicorn's back, and the unicorn is riding off to the sacred grove. Corvid, you met with a criminal lawyer.
To be clear, he is a criminal that is a lawyer, not yes. a lawyer that, yeah, right?
Yeah, if you're looking at a Venn diagram, that is...
They're just a lawyer.
Yes, I mean, like what? Like he's any different than the lead counsel for fucking Chevron. Come on. his name was... Oh, Vincent Gallo. He talked like my cousin Vinny over here. I think that was about it. When you went to the Sacred Grove, you guys found out that the druids had not heard anything about these werewolves, and they were surprised to find out that the mayor of Fizzleport was accusing the druids of infecting everybody with, or at least the priest's son, Priest Adwin's son, with the werewolf curse. You guys were given a piece of fur. That is when Milton appeared. And I was listening to the episode before this, he reminded me of when they referred to Bart Simpson as Rat Boy. If Google Bart Simpson Rat Boy, and that's kind of what I pictured.
No need, it's up here.
Actually, Sal described him pretty well with a denim jacket and everything, and his tail thrown over his shoulder,
like a continental soldier.
Bugsy decided to take that werewolf fur that you have and lead you to the werewolf. Before you guys leave, though,
that was confusing. Milton. That sounds somewhat like Bugsy sometimes.
I apologize. Everything's a jumble. I apologize. we're going to pick up there as Milton is racing off. After the smell on all fours,
real quick. I forget where I am. I think I barely had anything last week, so I forget where I'm at. Do you know where I'm at?
You're with the party. Okay. You're with the
you're
party.
You're quiet.
Yeah.
I'm taking a nap.
While Thelonious didn't say anything, Dave was quite active in the episode. So Dave was there firing shots. Thelonious was just looking wise behind everybody. before you leave, though, the head druid is running away, yells at you, "If you happen to find the priest's boy, bring him by here. I might be able to cure his curse."
I feel like we shouldn't say priest and boy that close together. It's going to get us in trouble.
Solid point.
The algorithm is going to flag this episode for sure, just for that.
Damon just quit.
This is fun.
I'm out.
We're done. You guys are off.
Script and it says priest boy like 17 more times. He's like, shit.
Milton,
like a boy age 9 to 11, something like that.
Milton is taking off through the woods, scurrying. Garen has Avril Lasagna in a rickshaw behind him pulling, and I assume the rest of you guys are following.
You assume correctly, my friend.
when you make your way through the forest, you end up making your way towards this campsite just on the outskirts of town.
Milton is totally Fruit Loops in this. Just follow the nose.
I've always had a special place in my heart for toucans.
Toucan salmon.
Us creatures, us facially forward individuals.
I see. It's a nose joke, folks.
It was. I believe in elementary school. Toucan Sam was one of the fun nicknames I had. As you guys are making your way, you see this camp. There you see a dwarven gentleman kind of sitting by the fire, just kind of relaxing. Roll a stealth check, everybody.
Ooh.
Was it supposed to have that page open? Hang on.
I forgot when I restarted my computer.
I rolled a big old honking 6.
Fuck yeah.
6 sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
you hear a lot
better than 0.
Wait, what did you say? Stealth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Stealth. I rolled.
Yeah.
A 4.
This is a group. This is a group check, so like not individual rolls don't count. I was going to kind of like average everybody's score. Right. But that being said, a 6 and a 4.
Well, Polonius to the rescue, man! I got a 22 over here.
Fuck yeah!
Thank God.
All right, and Corvid got a natural 20 for a 27.
Okay, you guys don't break as you guys approach the camp. You don't.
And high five.
Break a lot of sticks.
This way.
And with that stealth check, you approach this campfire from downwind or from upwind. Downwind. Sorry. So that your smell wouldn't trigger anything.
Good, because
Clint and I are like stealthy, but these two other idiots, since they rolled so low, it's like the scene in a movie where someone moves a branch and they release it and it snaps the other person in the face.
Fuck!
Milton like scurries off and does like a makes a sound to cover up the fuck sound.
Covered, sweet. Yeah, he goes back to his just jamming out to the campfire. he has a dwarvish, Lord of the Rings style pipe that he's blowing circles with. He does not hear you guys approach.
Okay. Should Milton have a character sheet, or what am I doing with that? Just a voice.
I think if you just Google were rat stats.
Okay. All right.
You know that page you have saved on your tab.
Oh, sure. Like, I still have to Google it. No, I have them memorized. I'm good.
The lifestyle thing, man.
Wait, are we finding out Clint's a furry right now? Oh, my God.
It makes so much sense.
This freakish werewolf costume.
Dropping hints.
I don't like rumors, but I think we should start this one.
Even if I wanted to get into being a furry, I would never be able to wear those costumes for like.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. The deflection.
You know, maybe I'm saying I want to be, but I can't. I'm not up to the snuff
or whatever. I like how I keep seeing flashes of whatever Damien's got, including some kind of wrestling thing.
I'm sorry. Where were we? I was catching up on. You guys did what to the campfire?
Talking about someone here being a furry.
We started an arson.
Ah, yes. Just sitting here. Nothing I like more. I can't smell anything approaching me. Why do our dwarves like? He's getting into one of those hobbit weed dreams. Why do all dwarves sound exactly like this in this world? Whoa! Mind blown. This is him just talking to himself. I'm sorry, if you guys had an action, I didn't hear it. He is not a furry, by the way.
Hey, did you guys know that dwarf spelled backwards is fraud? I'm really high, too. I'm just getting the themes of whatever.
Did I hear, like, he turns to Dave? Whoa! it's like a 60s version of somebody high, like where like they full-on hallucinate other people being in the fucking room. It's a reefer madness. Yeah.
Who is this again?
This is just a dwarf sitting by a campfire. That Milton has led you here with his werewolf scent.
To clarify, Milton is being like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that fat guy there.
It's him. That is him.
This is the man.
This myth. This is the were-rat boy thing.
Ain't no way.
Werewolf.
Werewolf.
Wolf there.
He's clearly a wolfman boy guy.
What if he identifies as a they, them?
She didn't buy
you. Also, why am I doing my Gertrude voice?
Avril, are you all right? You're sounding like a thousand-year-old...
Oh, man, I got a little tipsy yesterday, and I'm just struggling on coming back to the bandwagon, you know?
I feel like Karen Lasagna's voice would be like Gertrude's.
I think the smoke from the fire just got in her...
I do have asthma, guys, and I just... I can't be around this fire for too long.
Am I crazy? Did I hear a coffin coming from the woods?
No.
Okay, good. This stuff makes you paranoid.
I love when Dame's waiting for us to do something, and we're just like, we don't know what to do. We're idiots.
Help us make a choice.
Ah, yes. I thought it was the best year. I was selling a bit of me werewolf saliva. Was one of the best deals, you know, finding ways, you know, having this werewolf curse about you, finding ways to monetize it has really been profitable to me. But it gets lonely out here on the road.
With you, walking through that giant forest hallway, I kind of forgot what we need this werewolf guy for. Should we bonk him on the head or what are we doing here?
What if I pretend to be part of his high hallucination?
Roll me a performance check.
Performance check, hot dog. I was trying to figure out what it was
going to
be. I got a 13.
You got a 13?
Ooh, okay. That's enough.
How are you approaching?
Hold on. I would like to bardically inspire you when you say you're going to try. That happened quickly. Corvid would give you bardic inspiration when you do that. So you get a D6 that you can add to that roll.
You know, I don't know if we say this enough, but it's nice to have someone on the team who actually knows how the game works.
Well, he just remembered his character. That's just great. He's a bard.
Mr. Salvador, your guy can cast guidance, am I right?
I hope so. That'd be nice.
This is Boulder Gates 3. We need to click all the tabs.
Okay, well, with my D6, that adds 2 to make it to a 15.
All right.
I don't have guidance.
That sounds all right.
I know that Jesse.
Hey, I'm
going
to cast guidance on Sal in real life.
Okay.
Can Jesse cast it on me all the way from the cruise ship?
Hold on. I believe I have guidance, guys. Sorry. These rocks are just.
Gregory. Gregory has guidance.
Just wow, quartz? This is amazing. Oh, yeah, I guidance. Yeah, guidance. Just, I'm going to get back to these rocks, though. Oh, God.
That's a D4, Sarah.
Roll another. Okay. Let me add that.
She's like 6.
That's 2.
She's like, I lost points.
17.
That's good.
Okay. Let me get into my hallucination Cheech and Chong character.
Okay. Like, he's seeing things like everything's in tie-dye. This is a very stereotypical. This is like Hanna-Barbera's interpretation of what being high would look like. Everything's looking pretty groovy right now, man.
I would also like to point out I have no idea what the agenda is right now, so I'm just going in.
Okay,
y'all, this is Sarah speaking.
Okay, yeah, you're on the same page as me, dude.
I will cast Inner Illusion. It has a range of 30 feet. So I'm going to keep spamming Minor Illusion to make Avril's face all like wavy and stuff.
We're trying to lean into the hallucination, okay. Not give this guy a bad trip.
By great Moritan's beard! Are you
What's
here?
What's up, my broski?
What is
How
up?
How are you?
You seem pretty down, I'll give you that.
I'm the chillest hallucination around, bro. What are you doing here?
I've had a bit of good luck. Recently ran into some money and a bit of good fortune. And looking for some good company if you'd like to... To take a seat by the campfire and join me. Are you real? Could you answer me a little question? Are you real?
I'm always down for a good hang. Of course I'm real, man. Real in your imagination.
Whoa.
Anything you want could be real, my dude.
A minor illusion, like some key words, like real. Imagination.
I'm here to take you on the best trip of your life.
Trip your life.
Yeah, he like just takes look at takes a second and just marvels at the pipe, the Hobbit pipe he has, the Gandalf pipe.
Let me ask you, my dude, what's one thing you've always wished for more than anything ever before?
One thing I've always wished for more than ever before? Well,
I feel like this is the origin of the Just Say No campaign.
What a way to like. This is your brain on drugs.
I kind of always wished I could meet one of the great heroes of past and just, you know, and befriend them. And like, you know, I'd call them and say, hey, it's my birthday. Are you coming to a party? And like, you know, I'm the great Milton or Trebador or any one of them would come to me party and be like, yeah, I know this guy. He's cool. And then, you know, we'd totally... you know, Gandalf together and everything.
My man, I have exciting news for you.
Milton scurries the fuck up.
That happened right now.
Milton scurries up.
What the hell is happening?
He throws the pipe. I'm the great hero you were just talking about. It's cool, man. Are you tripping or something?
Let me introduce you to my man Milton, dude.
Yo, what's up, dog? You tripping hard. How's it going, man?
With, like, wide eyes, like he's having a bad trip.
Touch him if you want.
I'm going to roll a constitution check, actually. Hold on. This dude is going to roll a constitution check.
Thelonious is like, I'm one of the other ones they mentioned.
Man's going to shit himself. What do you have to roll to determine a shit check?
You tell us, Sarah Lee. That's your department.
Roll one Chipotle salsa.
At least Thelonious, like, am I wrong? Thelonious is cute as hell. He's an otter. Like, how could he not be?
Definitely. Yeah, he's, he's, Thelonious is huge in Japan. He's like a cute mascot. They love him.
Yeah, but you ever see an otter while you're tripping hard? It's not good.
That otter.
I haven't. Dave has stories, bro.
He rolled a 14, a 12 plus 2. That's a middling roll. He's able to talk. He's not running away. He's not hiding. He's not having a bad trip. If you've ever seen somebody who's got too
not
high.
Yet.
Oh, I know it.
He's not a cop calling the 911 to report bad brownies.
So. Time is moving really slow.
All right, Corvin switches to minor illusioning Milton to look less terrifying.
Oh, what happened to you? You looked. I'm sorry,
turn
bro.
Turn him into more Chuck E. Cheese design.
Are you guys cool? And he like, are you guys? If you guys are real and cool, you know, I didn't mean to Beauregard the pipe.
I'm super cool myself. I don't know about this new lasagna girl.
I don't know what you're talking about, but dude, I am not lasagna. I'm a hallucination.
I feel like we're becoming stereotypes with this conversation. I apologize. Sometimes I'm kind of a voice mimic. I mimic people's voices.
A werewolf. Well,
that's appropriation right there. I don't appreciate that.
Werewolf. Who said werewolf? There ain't no werewolf around here. I don't know if I just tripped and imagined that voice.
Nobody said werewolf, my dude. We said where? Period. Wolves? ? We're in the woods. Are there wolves here, my dude? Should we be concerned?
Corvid is going to attempt casting Zone of Truth on this fella.
Okay. Somebody should moon him to see if he changes.
What do I need to
DC
roll for that?
DC 13 charisma saving throw.
Okay, DC 13. He rolled an 8. Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait, what's happening here? Oh, I knew ye were narcs. You were real.
He attempts to step out of the zone of truth.
Does it work like that, or is it?
I don't think it's binding. I think somebody has to willingly step out.
You create a magical zone. that guards against deception in a 15-foot radius sphere centered on a point of your choice within range.
A golden sphere kind of traces a line around.
Wow, these two nerds arguing D&D minutia.
You know what the worst part about D&D is? The rules.
The playing it instead of just...
You know, we'll say you do that, but when you do that, you drop the concentration spell on Milton, and Milton, he can see how freaky Milton looks again, and he's scared in place. Oh, please don't stick that thing on me. Don't stick your attack rat.
He looks like Mickey Rat. You guys remember Mickey Rat? That's what he looks like right now.
So what type of dark sorcery?
So many rats.
Corbin steps out of the shadows. There's what's his name from How to Catch a Predator?
Chris Hansen.
Yeah, Chris Hansen.
Humans!
Well, mister, I believe that you had something to do with... how'd you come into that money, you say?
And then Rod Serling steps out and does a little monologue.
Some kind of something to do with werewolfing someone or something. What's going on?
Have a seat. Have a cookie.
Yes, I did. I sold a bit of me werewolf saliva to the mayor of Fizzleport.
So let me get this straight. You did not yourself bite the priest boy. I didn't like the way that sound.
I tend to black out during me full moons, but for the most part, I certainly have not done it in any sort of state where I had me wits about me. No, that's gross.
And when was the last time you had one of your full moons?
Let's see, the last full moon session was about...
Let me track my full moon tracker app real quick. See when I was most fertile.
Avril, maybe you could tell me. No, I believe all of us with the curse, no. It's probably going to be, I believe, tomorrow, maybe the next night. Well, it is a leap year.
I don't know, dude. The only thing we leap in is time.
That's Clint's move. That's Clint.
It just feels good right now.
You know, Milton's behavior is very addicting. You can rub off on anyone.
Move to gain advantage when you do this during an action.
Did you come in contact with Milton's saliva? That's usually what does it for me.
Oh, everybody here's gotten a little of my saliva on them, that's for sure. Just listen to the way I talk. I'm spitting everywhere.
That's not the most disgusting creature.
Wait a second. Is this dark magic, or are ye the... You look humans. Are you human? Are you the heroes of yore?
Yeah, I'm human over here, buddy. Yep.
Sure, I'm a human.
Thelonious. Not
just pretending.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you cast magic, so you're not tripping. I'm not tripping balls on that. If any way I can aid the great heroes of yore, please ask any questions away.
I believe testifying. Am I cutting out?
No, you're good. Testify. Yes, I agree. Testify. Yeah. I sold the saliva to the mayor. There's a black market for such things.
Right. It might cause you a little trouble, but the mayor far more, because he's clearly the reason why the boy that is of the... How do you even talk about the boy and the priest at the same time? This is...
Wait. Are you talking about the priest's son? I saw that one when I was selling...
The son of the priest. Yes. He's become a werewolf. He's the priest's son. Probably through your saliva. Yes.
It's getting worse, Clint.
He has the appearance of a middle-aged man with a gut. He might be the priest's son, but he ain't no boy.
I guess...
From what I understand, he had a wee bit of gambling debt as well. Might have been what got him in this situation.
Priest's middle-aged son. Gotcha.
It's almost like you're suggesting, dude, that maybe there's like a mafia-like group that would have a say in this outcome.
Oh, Vincent Gambino attorney here. Somebody call. Somebody ring? No, I'm actually not here. I'm here seeing a client on a separate matter. Just want to say hi.
That was really suspicious timing.
Oh, yeah. A lot of coincidences here in Ophelia. Crazy.
Seen that message, Damien?
I'll maybe check.
You guys having side conversations?
Yeah, it's about you. Don't worry about it.
Of course it is. It's the new shirt, isn't it? I felt bad about it.
I'm still hiding in the bushes.
He doesn't want to be seen with Milton.
When that guy said he wanted to be our friends, I was like, oh, fanboy. I don't want to hang
with you. It's a burden.
That's right. Is there any other assistance I can be for you?
Anybody have any ideas? Trey?
Not a one. I mean, I'm a bush.
Hey,
what is that in my eye? Is that bush talking?
What if we got this guy to bite all of us and we'd all gain superpowers, right? That'd be pretty cool.
No, that doesn't exactly. They're not super. They're powers. They're all right. They come with consequences. You're already an otter man.
It's a wee bit.
Yeah, but imagine being like a man otter wolf. That's pretty cool, is what I'm saying.
That is bad.
Like a lot of responsibility.
That is badass. I'm out. Myself, I'm out. You, it's your body, your werewolf choice. You can.
I'll support you in this decision and happily watch if you do that.
Ooh, this is where you find out that Avril likes to watch.
That was that especially the tone of voice was creepy, Avril.
I didn't mean to be creepy. I love how this also hypothetically he's tripping now. All of his hallucinations are just fighting.
So standard trip.
I see everything in anime right now.
Anything else?
Hold on, wait. Did the other one say he was willing to make a deal for some saliva? I suppose I could make a deal for that.
Yeah, the otter man wants to have a deal.
All right, now, you could wait for a werewolf to bite you. I could wait till the next full moon, but that's a wee bit of danger. I don't have the self-control that I do now. Or you could slip me a few stones and I could spit in your mouth. Or I could spit into a cup and you could drink that. But the saliva has
that
to be injected.
That feels like a Gertrude action. Where's she at when we need her?
But you have to inject me saliva. I don't care.
While he's doing his little monologue, I'm going to bite him just to see if that does anything. What do I have to roll?
I'm going to say you don't even have to roll an attack roll, but roll a damage roll. We're going to say between, just roll a
d4.
I was going to say it does no damage, but this is going to be how much it hurts, I guess, from a 1 to 4.
I rolled a 2.
You rolled a 2? He jumps up in the air a good 6 inches.
Ay! What the bloody hell?
I don't know. I just thought maybe it worked the other way around. I don't know. I'm sorry, man.
He starts transforming into an otter.
Yes. Success.
No.
That was everybody.
That was very not cool.
That would be the cutest campaign. New character art. We're all otters.
I feel like we should try to make a deal to get some of this dude's saliva. It sounds like
my dude, we would like a jar of your saliva.
We're gonna say that when you bite him, he. I'm gonna just
Avril, make out with him, would you?
Just the push to.
Why are we bringing themes of Gertrude back to the scenario? This give me an opportunity to be a whole new person, a better person.
No, Gertrude would take the spit in the mouth. I'm just asking to kiss him.
That's true.
I just envisioned, like, those. Do you remember 90s shows when they would, like, suck the venom for somebody got bit by a snake? They, like, suck the leg and, like, spit it sideways, and it's me and you guys are just holding the jar, and I'm like,
sucking saliva out of this. You know, in fact, here's what we're going to say. To push this scene along to the next thing, I'm going to say that after you bit him, he jumped up. And fell back in like a comic, like a Jerry Lewis character. Just had a series of pratfalls from the fire, you know. And right now he's unconscious and he is drooling. And if you want to collect his saliva, as you guys just mentioned, you are free to collect this drooling high dwarf saliva.
Yeah, I saw that. I will
not say you need to roll for that. There is no. I know. I'm going to say a medicine check. We're going to see how much saliva you're able to extract.
Huh.
I rolled an 8.
An 8?
Anybody else want to help out?
I rolled a 9.
How much do you want this?
8 plus 9 is 17 if we work together.
Fine. I'll give it a go.
You guys sloppily, like, kind of, it's like
13.
Really.
13.
13.
Thank God.
You disgustingly put your lips to the same dwarf. That these two so, both.
You want to come play with this guy's saliva or nah?
With gross.
You're like giving CPR. And each time, by the way, because you guys rolled poorly, when each one of you went, it just was like this slobbery mess when that you left. And each person's doing the same to this poor werewolf.
Well, we've reached the point of the episode where we've gone off the rails.
But I will say, you guys did collect between, like, yes, it is a lot of contaminated with you guys' saliva as well. You guys did able to, like, have a, like, a little serum, ad hoc werewolf serum, that you could use to transform one person in a vial.
So human, otter, changeling, werewolf serum. Nice.
Yes.
I feel like we should like market this and sell.
We should
it
put that
store.
On our Patreon. If you subscribe, you get some of this serum.
All of us.
You can have Dave spit in a vial.
It smells. Why does it smell like sulfur?
All that Faygo he drinks.
Okay. Yeah, there you guys are. You have found out. What do you guys want to do?
Faygo in this world is Faygo, by the way.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Crickets, please.
So it's like a can of.
Wow.
Like,
Sarah asking for crickets. That
I
is
know. What
else.
The gall.
You can't control them, Sarah. You can't control them.
I literally can.
No, she has just as much right to invoke
Gertrude
cricket.
Gertrude could.
Yes, thank you.
The dwarf has passed out. Last he told you, you have a few avenues in front of you. If we're looking at the quest log, if this is Boulder's Gate 3, we're taking a sec, we're looking at the quest log. There is a quest checkpoint at the priest boy's house. We could go.
Okay, what if this is Pong?
Priest middle-aged son's house.
You know, I'm wondering, like, we're going to say canonically, he looks like, you know how, like, if you watch Mexican TV, like, comedy, like, slapstick comedy, they'll have an adult man will play a child, but it's, like, a guy in a redheaded wig wearing, like, okay. like a spinny hat. So that's how this guy looks.
Nice.
I feel like that's making it worse.
Wait, but, is he just Robin Williams, big or what? Not big, the...
Little. Jack?
Jack, yeah. Is he just Robin Williams Jack?
But less sad at the end.
No, I will not impugn somebody with progeria. you have on the quest log says you can go help the priest boy, or you can go confront the mayor. Or you can go visit the world map and just go open world and come
oh
back
yeah,
to
side quests.
Quest.
Those are always good.
And where's the one where I can go shopping?
Yeah, does the ban on shopping extend into this world?
Fizzleport does have a market, quite a developed market district for this area.
Do they have a book about cats somewhere?
We don't have any resources, though, do we?
You guys are stone poor, but friendship rich.
I would say that stone poor debatable. Actually means rich.
What a sentence. Okay.
Thank you. I was trying to be Jesse's character.
Oh, that's what that was. I thought that was just Sarah.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know you were doing a voice.
You gotta really get that. It's like a back of the mouth speech impediment. It's not like a front of the mouth like, where they do.
I come to these meetings on Sundays and I'm like, it's so nice to have friends. And then comments like that are made, and I'm like, is this? I don't know.
Not sure. See, this shows how few friends you've had. That's how all friendships are. You just a bunch of.
Sarah Lee is stone poor and friendship poor.
I have nothing.
I love that we have a Mary and Barry reference for the mayor. I love it. Yes, evil. Somebody who knows their evil mayors.
Mary and Barry. I love it.
Well,
I vote to go see the priest boy.
I say we split up. I mean, that's always the best thing to do in a situation like this.
Hey, listen, is there anything that I can sniff out? Because that is my favorite thing to do.
Can we cure the priest boy with this vial, or does it just make him full more wolf?
I do not. Actually, I shouldn't say. Actually, that's not a Dungeon Master's role to say. You can roll a knowledge check or an intelligence check. Arcane check. There we go.
Arcana.
Rolling an arcana to ask myself this question. 24.
Damn.
24? Yeah, you know for a fact that the... in fact, you know that you just need the remove curse spell, which is something you heard that the leader of the Sacred Grove, as he said, he's probably a powerful enough druid. Although it's not a druid spell, he seems to know it.
But so the spit doesn't play a role? Like, we just have the spit for fun?
You have the spit in case anybody wants to take performance.
We just have the spit for fun. It's such a great quote.
We're going to make a vaccine.
Is that the name of the episode?
We just have spit for fun.
We just have the spit for fun.
You can do anything you want with this can of spit that will also turn whoever ingests it into a werewolf. And any werewolf or just get it in the body. Just get it in the body.
Yikes.
It's like yikes. So
nobody
sentence.
Say priest boy, please.
You could put it in the dark. You could nose it if you dried it out. You could put it in a wet paper towel and do what they do, how they do vodka and a tampon type thing. Whatever.
Starting to sound a little like a Dr. Seuss book. All right, let's go.
Whatever your heart
desires.
Well,
the desires. Idea of like butt chugging fit.
Exactly.
Yeah. In a boof werewolf.
And right, that's the word I was looking for.
How would the Boople. Jackass cast ingest this?
Gently tie this guy up so he doesn't like freak out and hurt himself or something. Oh, I should say this in character. Let's gently tie this guy up so he doesn't freak out or whatever. What's that?
You're a rat boy.
He's multiple characters.
I'm both, yo. I'm both COVID and rat boy. Get it through your head, girl.
That's now say it in Gertrude.
Have you seen The Nutty Professor where Eddie Murphy played many roles?
All right, do I need a role for time skill?
I'm also Gregory.
There's a 10-minute
Gregory's
joke.
Alter ego.
What's the deal with all these voices?
All right, I start tying this man up.
Okay, I won't even make
it's all simple shoelaces.
Roll a survival check.
Before we said we should. She started before anyone said we should do it. She's just like...
I'm just ready to move on with this.
Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Lee, for pushing the seat along.
The one time.
16.
16.
Yeah, that's a solid knot. You know, he is not getting free... From that, he's not. It's not super restrictive, but yeah.
He is starving to death.
Yeah, he will die.
Look like you have a good bit of experience tying people up. That's interesting. Very interesting, Avril.
Well, like my brother, you have to learn how to tie up your boards to the top of your car.
Borth on car. I wonder what you're doing with those Borth. All right, let's move on.
Thank you. All right. So you guys go to the boy. I heard the boy. I heard like that's the only thing.
Yes.
Onward to the boy.
You approach the shed and it is like before. You see a giant werewolf arm. It's like just from the outside, it seems like it's containing a honey badger, like a group of honey badgers. There's a whole lot of violence going on in the shed. This werewolf is agitated. There's like comically, there's chains around the building, you know, this outdoor shed. A buff arm carrying a lollipop is bust outside, like one of those comically large lollipops that an adult would have to signal he's a child. You guys, yeah, you see that shed. Roll me an investigation check, everybody.
Investigation check.
Yep, that's a lollipop. I rolled a 9.
Ooh. 1 + 3 = 4.
12 minus 1, 11.
You guys need to double check your math. I don't like these numbers. All right. I've got a +0, so we'll see how this goes. 10 plus 10? 0 is still a 10.
Wow, this fucking thing looks scary as shit in there, dude.
The giant lollipop looks scary. Yeah.
Is that a lollipop? It has like a big, like scary bite out of it, though. The giant lollipop.
A scary bite out
like
of it.
Like a wolf bite. you guys outside on this shed, you also see like a lantern on like a barrel. Priest Adwin comes out to see you. Oh, thank you, thank you. Do you have a cure for my boy?
Well, we've tracked down some information.
Thank you, my son.
We can make him a double werewolf if he drinks this stuff. It'll just kind of, I don't know, maybe cancel it out. I don't know.
Or if you want to drink it, you can be a werewolf so you'd look like your son.
That's a really good idea too, man. I like that.
I'm a very supporting, loving father of my sweet, loving boy. Oh, if push comes to shove, I would gladly make sure that my boy doesn't feel an ounce of shame, and I would imbibe that potion.
All right, I'm going to push him.
And I'll shove him.
Hey, are we going to... is this the only way? Roll a persuasion check if you're trying to get him to drink this. Roll a persuasion check. Have to beat an 18.
Do we want him to drink this?
I love the camera.
I rolled a 20.
You rolled a 20.
I rolled a 17.
Persuade me.
I rolled a
10. Go.
Is this really the best? I mean, I would love to be a supporting father and be there for my boy, but is this the
Tell
best?
Him all the other dads are doing it.
Listen, my dude, all the other dads are doing it. You're not a cool dad unless you're drinking this new beverage. I don't want to sell it as spit, but listen, do you want to be like the best, strongest version of your dad's self possible? That you need this in your body, bro.
The way you're speaking is highly motivating to me.
Oh my God, Avril's a born snake oil salesman.
What do we do?
It's not snake oil. It's werewolf oil. I mean, no, it's juice to make you dad proof.
Your hand motions say so much more that your words just aren't saying. Oh, yeah, you know.
I can upsell you on some Cutco knives when we're done. You can make the best meal for your son because I know that you're the best dad ever.
Cutco knives. Oh, my God.
Tremendo.
I've often wanted to cut through a tin can. You know what? I'll do it.
Hey, Trebido, can we have a quick aside?
Yeah, sure thing.
What the fuck is going on?
You won't need knives to cut because you'll be so strong with dad power after you drink this drink you could cut through.
I don't know what's going on, but this is the last time I'm going to joke around you guys. I don't know if sarcasm just didn't teleport with us into this realm. I'm baffled.
I think sarcasm's fine. You know what? We forgot. Avril is full of CTE. She basically is walking CTE. And Thelonious is an otter man. I don't know what to expect out of him.
I just got average intelligence. I'm not super smart.
Yeah.
Are you trying to increase your smartness? Do I have a drink for you?
Can I roll to dissuade Avril from making such a compelling argument?
Yes, let's have a debate. Do it.
You can roll to try to knock the bottle from his hand.
Okay, what would that be? Acrobatics?
Well, it depends how you want to do it. And then we'll
do it. Once
acrobatics, attack roll.
Can I thorn whip it out of his hand?
Yeah.
That's a magic spell attack roll.
Yes, you can. Give me an attack roll. And by the way, give me an attack roll. You have to beat a, let's see, he's
20.
A 10, 20?
yeah, I have 14 plus 6.
You're aiming for the bottle, or you're aiming for like his eye or something? Like if he's lost an eye, he can't drink a bottle.
Yeah. Everyone knows they drink through their eye socket.
Grabs something and pulls it 15 or 5 feet closer. So do you pull his eye 5 feet closer or the bottle 5 feet closer?
I'm going to bring the bottle
closer. Okay.
you're the fucking whipmaster, man.
Yeah. And then briefly you just hear a royalty-free version of da 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 da. You know, just a segment of that.
Hey, Avril, what's your wisdom?
My wisdom?
Like, do you have a modifier?
Is it a minus something?
It's nothing plus zero.
I feel like Avril should, she might have convinced herself to drink it. She should make a wisdom save.
You got your wisdom. So, I grabbed the bottle and I'm like, Avril, what are you doing?
I'm trying to make a sale, my dude. I have commissions. If I sell 250,000, I get a watch. It was a real Cutco fax, by the way.
I get to meet the original Cutco knife.
Give me a Rolex.
Mr. James Cutco himself.
Do you know okay, the co sell the knives then.
Don't add more werewolves. That's enough. Let's just,
The All father's right, Mr. in a bundle of tears. Like, oh, my grief is man. So great.
His salvation is just snatched out of his hands. Now he's so sad.
Why am I a priest if I believe in a god if I would be cursed with this?
Listen, priest man, the people of the grove, the druids, are good people. They can probably remove the curse, okay? They can remove the curse off your son. They make him a regular man boy or whatever he is.
They would do that for one of us town folks, aren't they? Aren't they hateful civilization hating savages?
All conspiracy. The mayor is actually the one responsible for making your boy a wolf man. Boy wolf man.
He bought more saliva like this.
Except with less saliva in it. And
it is a saliva. You were going to drink saliva.
He starts gagging. I thought it looked really slimy.
It's werewolf saliva mixed with a little bit of all of ours. It's a long story. Here we go. So that's what we can do for you. Tell you where to take your boy. Werewolf Grove, thumbs up. And then, if you got any suggestions, any money for us, that'd be cool.
Oh, well.
We got to take down the mayor. He's fucked.
Corrupt. Hey, real quick, just for Dwayne's joke about Mary and Barry, I want to say the mayor is a carrion crawler, a legit D&D creature. His middle name is Crawler. First name is Carrion, so he's Carrion Barry.
He's named after his family crest is a giant insect, a carrion crawler. You would think that people would know that family was evil just based off the crest. But, oh, whatever, man.
They just spit it. The carrion crawlers take care of dead bodies and remove the waste. We drain the swamp.
Well, I guess there's just a problem with that is that have you seen my boy? He's quite he's not in his right mind, my sweet boy. He's not betting on his ponies or anything.
Right. Well, then I don't know. Send a courier, get them to come help. It's we're not errand boys, all right? We've done enough.
Well, you know what? Thank you. You've done more than I ever this old priest ever could have asked. I will find a way to free my boy of this curse and get him over to the grove. Thank you.
Otherwise, we'd have to level up a couple more levels before any of us get removed. Curse. It's, you know, the whole thing.
And I believe you did ask for a reward. Let me. And he's like going to the arm box, like really slowly, like hoping. Well, I guess I'm just gonna go to the old arm box, you know, where the thing we use to feed the orphans of Fizzleport. But
it's down this long hallway. It may take a while to get there.
I have a limp. Allow me to slowly.
I want Sal to whip the arm box over to us.
let me help you with that. You said the arm box? Yeah, sure thing.
Milton's already there. He's just loading his pockets from the arm box.
The free size is like this arm box kind of makes its way out. My stones.
Yeah, no, I'm just helping them transfer it so you don't have to walk so far. I'm not stealing.
Pokemon cards fall out. Can be viewed if you look closely. Like if you zoom in, like a conspiracy theorist might zoom into the frame, you would see like a bunch of Easter eggs. So, you guys leave the priest. It's like a Larry David scene almost. Like he's just kind of looking sad as the on box takes away, and he just hears his lollipop holding werewolf son like thrashing about in his box.
Remember, go see a druid.
can do. I guess the scene ends with, all right, well, he rolls his sleeves up. Best get this done. Be calm now, Timothy. Be calm. Cut scene. we're going to say you guys pull up to the mayor's house. The mayor is giving a big speech to an open crowd of people up on her podium. The villagers have a bunch of torches. That's right. We're going to drive those druids out of that forest, and we're going to rid ourselves of this werewolf curse once and for all. Who's with me?
I use minor illusion to amplify my. Can you do that? No, that's thaumaturgy. Never mind. I just talk. Hello? Hello? We have an announcement. The mayor is the one that's doing the werewolf shit just to make the druid sound bad.
Roll me a performance check with advantage. You have a naturally theatrical voice, and you are a
performance?
Performance or check.
It's all the same.
Yeah, whatever.
Plus five. Ooh, 24.
24. Yeah, your voice cuts you have a natural baritone that just cuts through this crowd of angry folk.
Hello, it is I, Corvin Crow, and I have a message for you all. Your mayor has been pulling the wool over your eyes, deceiving you. He is the one who is in league with the evils of this town.
The three of us have brought the werewolf cursed.
Down with the mayor! Down with the mayor!
While giving this speech, we're like, yeah, we knew it!
down with the mayor. That stranger's right!
Roll me a persuasion check, Dave, at advantage. We're going to say that Trey is helping you with that.
I rolled a 16. I'm nudging people. Can't believe how evil the mayor was, but look at his family crest. I mean, when you look at it long 16. Enough...
16. A two?
Charlie is disagreeing with us. Avril's like, no, we like the mayor.
I'm over there like, do I have a beverage for you?
It's nice.
Are you sick of sweating all the time? Let me tell you about my new vial.
It's like talking to a donkey or something. A very interested donkey. Tell me about these.
Said, dude, I could help you not be a jackass.
Play the jackass theme song right now.
Oh, that'd be perfect. All right. Next. Yes, the mayor responds to you. First off, all the crowd immediately. Yeah, the tall folk is right. You know, the humans. We should hear them out. They must have some evidence or something. The mayor. How? What evidence do you have? There are lives on the line. You humans come to town for short periods of time, pretend to be heroes, but us town folk have to pick up the mess. What proof do you have that there's been deceit?
I pull forward the dwarf and slap his cheeks to wake him up. This werewolf man here that we have bound for everyone's safety sold his spit to you, mayor.
That listen man? To this dwarf on a stick. He tells the truth.
We had him under the spell zone of truth when he admitted this. There is no deceit here.
Are you going? I have no idea who this dwarf is, but he certainly looks like one of those hobbit weed addicts that can't be trusted. He's probably seeing everything in psychedelic groovy crellas.
If that's the case, then you simply must fail on purpose my zone of truth when I cast it on you, and then tell us what the true things. You get it.
I will not consent to this witch hunt. No, I do not.
Would any innocent, honest man here deny failing a zone of truth?
Actually, I really like what,
I'll be zoned of truth after the mayor.
Yeah, me and Sal like, you should do it, mayor.
Yeah, the crowd.
Come on, mayor.
I'm going to, dodge out and run around to the crowd and change my appearance with my changeling ability to pop my head up. I'm like, I would do it.
Yeah, you guys actually rolled really well in your persuasion check before. So yeah, the crowd, you guys still have the crowd. Crowd's ear, maybe not Avril. I don't know.
I make your sales.
The donkey's like talking like here. I don't know. I have a knife set at home.
Yeah, bro, but your knife set is shit compared to these.
I don't know. I have to ask the missus. And I cut
you guys, a copper coin in half.
The rest of you guys, though, have the crowd going, Miss Maya. Well, don't you just, if they're wrong, then you got nothing to fear from the circle of truth, you hear. It all sounds like extras from the crowd, the wedding crowd of the Princess Broad.
Yeah, take the circle of truth, I say.
Fine, I shall do your circle of truth.
And no crossing your fingers.
What's the DC?
It's 13.
13?
And I believe I know if they...
Yes?
No, I don't know. I'm trying to speed read it. Usually you know if someone fails or succeeds, but...
Okay, she rolled a 10. And
boom.
Okay, she's sweating bullets now. She's in the. She's tried. She thought she could resist it. Like kind of like somebody like going to like a lie detector, or like a person pretending that they aren't drunk, like going up to the breathalyzer.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I act cool enough, I could get. I've been sucking on a penny, which should get me through this circle of truth.
Avril takes a penny, cuts it in half.
So an affected creature is aware of the spell and can thus avoid answering questions to which it would normally respond with a lie. Such a creature be evasive in answers as long as it remains within the boundary of truth.
Okay.
I wanted to give you that.
So here I am in your circle of truth for your witch hunt, which, by the way, the only thing we should be witch hunting here
and tying to a stick, not metaphorically, of those druids and the werewolves that they're harboring. But fine, I will be on trial.
And also witches.
All right, enough talking. Yes or no. Did you infect the priest's son with werewolf spit?
You gotta calibrate it first.
What? This is a yes or no question. Did you do that? Yes or no? If you don't answer yes or no, then you are clearly guilty.
No! I could not. I would. No!
Are you responsible for it?
What does responsible mean? I need to clarify.
Nope, they are avoiding saying yes or no.
Okay. I have a perfectly fine response.
Yes or no.
Right here by my podium, and she slams down on a button on right now on the podium that she's on, like to the right of it. Red button. And a Mario type spring. It's like something out of a Nintendo game. She springs up and lands on top of the roof behind her. Immediately, propellers begin to spin up, and the entire building up style begins to transform somewhat into an up style airship.
I will destroy that forest with a. I will destroy that forest with or without you.
That was hilarious. You had the voice right, and you're like, wait, is that the right voice? And then it was.
Because I like that voice better anyway.
I will destroy this village. I will destroy that forest and that sacred grove with or without you. I am the mayor of Fizzleport.
You can hear U2's "With or Without You" playing softly in the distance,
and the airship slipped, the house turned to airship, mechanical ship. By the way, it is like a halfling's house, so it is like when I say a house, it's like half the size of a regular house. So, scale that in your mind. It is flying away. It has adopted these from the bottom of the house. As the basement lifts up, it reveals like two. It looks like the arm cutters from the machine in Fern Gully. At the very end, these are deforestation machines. And she is making her way. That the ship is slowly flying towards the sacred grove. That is when you spot a Travolta horse.
Well, man, I guess we messed that one up, huh?
That's when you see Potemkin, the dwarven man who gave you a ride to town with his Travolta horses.
Well, I finally got Vinnie Barbarino back. No thanks to you, Mr. Trey. You scared her so bad she ran off.
Ezra, we botched this mission. Why don't you take us to another one? We'll try some.
All right, townsfolks. Yeah. You should have this one from here, right? You're going to chase down the mayor, evil mayor, and disavow them and all that, right?
You know he's evil now, so she's evil, so I'm going to go play with the horse.
I mean, we can't do everything for you guys. You got to help yourself once in a while, you know what I mean?
Squire Garing says,
Do not worry, Mistress of the Lasagna. I shall handle this. This will be my sacred quest. I will stop that so you guys don't have to.
God, we have to do this, don't we?
Yeah, he's going to get himself killed.
That's not, he's not going to end well with him.
He jumps on the Travolta horse.
I was thinking we let him go and this whole campaign pivots to Cutco dive sales for the rest of the
year. I was going to do the whole Zelda, like, it's dangerous to go alone. Take this and just give him Cutco knives.
I fucking dare you guys to zig because I will zag back next episode. So do what you want. I am not pressuring you. If you guys don't want to go help, that's fine. I think there's a lot of comedy. I think there's a lot of room for comedy in that and in the next episode, what are you going to do with that? So that's fine. And besides,
what's Garen, that, Gregory? We can't leave the druid grove to this buffoon. Okay, Gregory.
To be fair, at the very least, you guys have come and foiled the plot. And you guys have exposed the lie.
We've done what we do best. Just
a bunch of half-ass adventurers that go halfway on everything.
Avril's assholes. That could be kind of... he rolled a 13 on his animal handling check. So it's a very bumpy ride. This Travolta horse is throwing him, but he is he's holding on to the neck of this massive beast as it gallops away after Mayor Louisa.
All right, everybody on Travolta's horses. I don't get the reference.
Vinny Barbarino, come back. Oh, well, thankfully, I still have Vincent Vega here. Nobody can... Certainly, somebody wouldn't ride off with two of them if they chose to.
Roll to take the second horse.
Rolling animal handling now. 17. Mr. Vega, nice to meet you.
I look on... I will Bardic Inspire you, even though it's probably good enough. I this one's important. I would have used it.
This one's important.
So you know, when I used it when you failed, like I would have used it, you know, to be fair.
Vincent Vega, come back!
yeah, you guys fucking steal that second horse. To be clear, though.
Four of us on a horse?
We can... You know what? Well, I guess this is a good time to end the episode. But just for question, you guys don't have to answer this now, but think on it. Is the horse leaving town? Or is the horse chasing the airship, I think?
I want this horse to be listening. I know you said we don't have to answer it now, but I'm going to answer it. I want him to be listening to Tracy Chapman, just like, you got a fast car. I have a plan to get us out of here. Just smoking a cigarette in the alleyway outside the job. It's like, we're going to leave any day now.
I just want to know if the four of us are on the horse. And if Milton, with Milton also, so five of us, and one of us is wrapped around upside down off the horse's neck because there's not enough room on his back.
It's a Travolta centipede horse, though, right? It's a long
neck. Oh.
Yeah, that's still a choice. Someone wants to hang off the neck, and I support that choice.
Yeah.
Now, for this horse, as this horse is taking off to follow the flying castle, we're hearing this song. Let's get it started. Just start to begin as we're like,
if this is like a premium TV show, that's the song that ends the episode.
Maybe the original version. Who knows?
As the horse takes off.
We're all hearing the get it started in here. Avril's hearing the original version.
Yeah.
The alternate version, as it were.
Which is also the Kidz Bop version, which is wildly offensive.
I love Kidz Bop. Yeah, that was about inclusivity, Damien. Fuck you.
All right, that has been our episode. You guys got anything to plug? Dave?
No, I was. I had a show to plug last week that I missed, but that show sucked so bad. I'm so glad that it was terrible. Perfect. Yeah.
Showed up the show, and turns out my soccer was trying to put me in a saw trap again. Oh, okay. Second worst show I've been to this month. Second worst. Sal, got anything to plug?
Nothing.
Yay.
Check out his Twitch stream, motherfuckers. He's really funny. Sarah Lee, got anything to plug?
I don't either. I'm taking a break until May.
Fine. Expect Sarah Lee's triumphant return to the land of comedy. Do you post clips, by the way, of your comedy?
No.
Well, if you do, let it know. We'll put it on the Awful Neutral channel so our fans can see some jokes. Same goes to anybody. I'll probably have to do the same for Jesse when he gets back. Clint Beiser, got anything to plug?
Have you tried getting enough sleep? It might be right for you. I just did it. I feel great today. First time being caught up in sleep in months.
Maybe that's from now on. And I'm going to, for this season, no more. You got something to plug. We're not going to put that awkward question to each person to watch them squirm. It's going to be, hey, you got a tip? Just, you got a tip for anything.
You got a tip. We'll edit this in post, but Sarah Lee, plug the spit vial serum.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, so if you guys join the Patreon, I'm ignoring Dave. So we do have our Patreon going. You can also subscribe on Twitch if you want to. But for a special in May for Mother's Day, if you join Patreon, we will be having a vial of spit.
Vial of werewolf spit. Vial
we're of all werewolf gonna spit in a jar. A little vial.
Maybe you're one of those people who you're like, oh, it's Mother's Day. I don't know what to get my mom. She was a pretty rough mom growing up. Here's a vial of werewolf spit to make it worse. Like, let's really maximize. And
if Tom drinks it, she'll turn into a huge dork.
And if that's not, it's not just werewolf spit. This spit can cut through a tin can.
Yes. Throw away her knives, get her this vial of spit. She can use her hands from here on out.
Like, the spit's like fucking there's alien some, blood.
There's Milton were-rat spit in there too, all right?
The whole cast.
We live in a world where, like, streamers can bottle and sell their farts or bathwater. You know, a Dungeons and Dragons
so
podcast,
much money.
A bunch of dragons spitting, is not that weird in today's society, I feel. So, on that note, on that awesome Patreon plug, check out our Patreon. Also, check out our social deets, at AwfulD&D. Also, check us out as a podcast or as a, if you're listening right now, check us out as a Twitch stream. We stream from Twitch every Sunday Pacific Standard Time at noon. Thank you for joining us, nerds. Love you. Bye.
Noonish. Noonish.
Yeah, don't hold us to a hard noon.